So you know what? I'm just going to back up a little bit before we start the shiur itself. In earlier shiurim, we spoke about Erev Pesach. We spoke that on Erev Pesach in the morning, one is careful to do Sreifas Chametz, and then at the burning of the Chametz, he says Bittul Chametz, he's Mevatel any Chametz that he may have in his Rishos. And then after the Bittul Chametz, he has to make sure that by the end of the, there's the Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, and then there's the Seif Zman Bir Chametz. He has to make sure that all Chametz is destroyed by the end of that hour. Today, I would like to discuss more dinim than Negei to Erev Pesach, beginning with Simen Tov Samaches. In Simen Tov Samaches, there's a discussion about not doing malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And there are two reasons given for this. One reason is because it's the Zman of Shechitas Pesach, that since they brought the Karan Pesach after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, and on the day that one would bring a carbon, for him it would be a yontif, like we mentioned in earlier shir, b'negei the nesiim. On the day that one brings a carbon, it's a yontif for them. So since today everyone is bringing the carbon Pesach, therefore it's a yontif, and there's an issur midrabanan to do malacha. Says Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim, as quoting a Yerushalmi, which is the source to this reason, Yishalmi asks a question. If so, then every day should be a yontif for entire Klal Yisrael. The carbon tamid is the carbon of the tzibur, and the carbon tamid is being brought every day for the tzibur. So for every single yid, every day should be a yontif. Says the Yishalmi Amor Diketeretz, says the tamid is different from the fact that the Torah tells us for Safta de Ganecha, the Torah gave us a mitzvah to go out to make a parnasa. If we're going to say that it's a yontif every day, so when will one gather the tevuah? Says Tosfos, it's mashma from the Yishalmi that this iser of doing malacha would be a iser doiraisa. If we're using psukim v'asavta the ganecha, so it seems like it's a iser doiraisa. And says Tosfos, even though b'zman hazeh, that unfortunately we do not have a Krovis Karim Pesach, but since it was Aser, it remains Aser forever. So that's one reason that's given for the Issa Malacha after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Second reason, which is given by Rashi, is because since one is busy on Erev Pesach with the preparations for Pesach, so we're worried that if you're going to be doing Malacha, you can get busy with the malacha, you'll forget to do bir chametz, you'll forget to shech the Pesach, you'll forget to prepare the matzah for the evening. You'll be tired in the malacha, and you won't be able to prepare for the seder, to be able to start the seder as soon as one comes home from shul. Therefore, there's an issur malacha on Erev Pesach. And there's a nafkamina between these two reasons. As the Bir Halacha explains, that in a case where Pesach is Chal on Motzei Shabbos, so is there a Malacha on Erev Shabbos? If the reason is because of the current Pesach, so then there would be a Malacha. And Taisa says, the Bir Halacha points out that since Roy Paiskim take on the reason of the Yerushalmi, therefore one does not need to be Machmer. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis describes to us what is considered a malacha that's also on Erev Pesach. So the Ramah says, "Oy bechina v'malacha gemura." It's a malacha gemura, a complete malacha. What's an example that the Ramah gives? To sew a baguette, to make a custom-made baguette, to sew a baguette, that's considered a malacha gemura. Mishruah points out that if it's just mending, it's fixing a beggar that got ruined or worn out or ripped, or sewing on a button, or making a hem, if it's the tzairach yontif, then it's mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But if it's not the tzairach yontif, one should not do it Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Another example of a malacha, Mishruah brings down kibbutz. washing and clothing. Washing clothing is also included in a malacha gemura and is thus on Erev Pesach. To give it to a non-Jewish cleaner, that would be mutter to give even after chatzos. However, to do washes on one's own would be usher. There are poskim that done up if nowadays this is considered a malacha gemura, since all we do is throw the clothing into the machine and push the button. And therefore, if one did not get a chance to do their washes before chatzos, especially if the wash is needed for yontif, one can rely on the kula of these paiskim that our machines is not considered malacha gemura. In general, the klal is that whatever is mutter to do on chole shamayid is kol shkein mutter on erev Pesach after chatzos. Therefore, dava aved or meleches hedyet in certain situations, which are mutta, chol ha'moed will be mutta also on erev Pesach after chatzos. Taking a haircut, the mishmur brings down that after chatzos should only be done through a non-Jew, since it's considered a melacha gemura, and some hold that even through a non-Jew is better to take before chatzos. Therefore, again, one should put in an effort to take haircuts before chatzos. There's a halacha that if the haircut began, the barber started giving the haircut before chatzos, he may continue after chatzos. So as you do in Yerushalayim, that the barbers would go around, there would be lines of people waiting in the barber shops. So the barber would go around, one, giving a snip on everyone's hair, so everyone started, and then he could continue after chatzos. What about shaving? So pashta shaving should be like haircuts, and therefore, just like a haircut should be done before chatzos, so too shaving should be done through chatzos. However, the Tshuvas Or LeZion has a svar to say that since the regilus is that one shaves on their own, so perhaps it's not included in a malacha gemura, and therefore, one could rely on this to shave after chatzos. Of course, lechatchila one should take a haircut and shave before chatzos. However, if one did not, then they could shave after chatzos. The Shiar Mitzvayonu Ba'alocha, he says another svara, says of course the chatzchila one's supposed to do it before chatzos, but in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of not coming into the regel, coming into yontif, looking like a menuvel, it's mutter to take a haircut even by yourself or through a Jew if there's no guy around and for this purpose. So again, haircuts, l'chatzchila, one should take a haircut, shave before chatzos. If one did not, there's room to be mekel after chatzos. Cutting nails, Mishmur tells us that if one forgot to cut their nails before chatzos, they could be mekel and they could cut the nails even on their own by themselves. Ironing, there's a discussion about ironing. Seems to be a difference between if you just straightening out the creases, which that would be muta, but if you want to create pleats, that's like doing a malachas umin, that should not be done after chatzos unless it's l'tzarech yantif. Again, b'derech klal, the gather of the heter or the iser of malacha on erev Pesach after chatzos is like chol ha'moed. Chol ha'moed, there's the issa of Amir La'akum, on Erev Pesach, there is a machlekes, and with Mekel, that Amir La'akum would be mutter. An interesting question that some place can discuss is, we mentioned in the last year that people are makpis to bake matzah, Erev Pesach, after chatzos, matzah's mitzvah. The question is, can the matzah bakery charge me for those matzahs? Are they allowed to make money off those matzahs? And sometimes they sell for a very high price. It's malacha after chatzos. To polish shoes, me'ikra din is mutter. The Chaznish and Brisk Rav were machmir, but it's not clear why they were machmir on polishing shoes, on chol ha'moed or after chatzos. However, again, if one did not, they could do it after chatzos. So this is the halacha of not doing malacha after chatzos on Erev Pesach, either because it's the Zman of the Shechitas of Pesach, or it's because we want you to be free to be able to make all the preparations that, to make all your preparations in order to be ready to start the Seder as soon as possible. The next Siman discusses the Simtof Ayin. The Siman discusses Tainas Bechayr. The Mechaber brings down that the Bechayrus would fast on Erev Pesach. And the Makar to this is the Masechta Seferim that we mentioned in the first year when we're discussing why we don't say Tachnon or we don't fast during the month of Nisan. And the Masechta Seferim makes an exception. Bechayra is fasting on Erev Pesach. Taisvis, the Masechta Pesachim, quotes this Masechta Seferim. As a source to this minik. And we also find it in a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi brings down that there was a Yachir, or a Bechar who fasted. And then there's a Machlekes had to learn the next part of the Yishalmi. The Rav Yah and others learned the Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi held that Lahalacha, Bechayrim do not need to fast on Erev Pesach. However, the Rosh brings the Yishalmi as a source to the meaning of Yeh fasting, and together with some of the other Yishayim, they prove from the Yishalmi that there's Indian to fast, and there's different ways of learning up the Yishalmi. So there's a question whether Yishalmi is a source to Yeh fasting or not to fasting. The Rambam leaves out this tainus, however the Torah and the Mechaba bring it. There's a Chuvah's Michas Yitzchak, interesting Chuvah's Michas Yitzchak, where he also discusses this tainus Mechayim in general, where the minig began, but what's the reason for this tainus bechayrim? So the Meiri writes that it's a zecha for the makas bechayres tshuas bechayre Yisrael. It's a zecha for the makas bechayres, the maka, the final maka with the bechayrim, the firstborns, were killed. And the savior of the Bechayre Yisrael, that's the reason for it. The Kolbei brings down a second reason. The Kolbei says that the reason for this is the Fishahayu Koimre Avedah Zar Shalahem, that the Bechayrim were the priests of the Avedah Zara, like the Minig, like the earlier Minig, that by the Avedah was done by the Bechayreis. She says perhaps the Minig is, or perhaps that's where it was also by the Umayyads, that the firstborns were the priests. The Efshe Shaharba Hayu Mibuchari Yisrael Bizmanahu Minachatoyim. And perhaps they were from the sinners. The Bukhari Yisrael were part of this group of priests. So as a kapara, we fast. Which brings us to an interesting question that many Paiskim have, that where do we find that we fast if it's a zecha for a tshua that we were saved, we should make a party. Why are we fasting? So we'll see soon the Chassam Sefer about that. But here we have two reasons. So either that's a zecha for Makas Becheres and the tshua is Becheres Yisrael, or it's like the Kolbei and the Rekeach and others, the Chok Yaakov brings down that was a kapara for those Bechayres that were acted as the Koimei Avodah Zarah. Now, what's also interesting over here is that the Nais of Makas Bechayres was not on Erev Pesach. It was on the Lel Tezvav of Nisan by Chatzais. So, rejoicing this or fasting for it on Erev Pesach is not the exact time for it. And that's the Chuvas Maril. The Chuvas Maril writes, he says that when Pesach is Chal on Sunday, so the Rekeach says that they fast on Thursday. He says, any day of ma, he says he doesn't know, imishum the Azman Hanes, however Pesach Nami, the Nes wasn't at that specific time. So, so you see from the Maril that the whole thing was just as a zeicha ba'alma, and even though it's not on the exact same time. Do nikevos, which are firstborns, do female firstborns need to fast or not? So in the Masechta Seferim and the Rishonim, it's not, there's no clear mention about whether they do fast or not. However, the Ma'aril writes in the Ma'aril, in Hilchos Erev Pesach, and also in Tshuvos, that they should fast, because af heino yibayisanes, if the reason is because they were saved, so too, the female firstborns were also saved. And so is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the name of a Yesh Oimrim. However, the Ma'aril ends off that perhaps other Paiskim disagree with this and how that they do not need to fast. And that seems to be the general minig, and the Keva is, even if they are firstborn, they do not need to fast. The Ramah brings down that if one finishes a Masechta, Ramah is in Yerdeya, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Hilchos Talmud Torah, that if one finishes a Masechta, mitzvah l'samayach v'lasei suda, based on a Medrash in Koheles, a Medrash in Ashirim, it is a mitzvah to be misameach and to make a suda. V'nikre sudas mitzvah, and a siyum is considered a sudas mitzvah. And therefore, the chayodam brings down that the b'chayrim are chayav l'sanois, with a sudas bris, a pidyon haben, but if they joined a suda of a bris or a pidyon haben, they would not go over there in Vilna to be meikel. Even though the Magen Avraham writes in his Medina they were known to be a machmer, however, it's known that the Goyin held that one could be meikel. Rabbi Yaakov Emden also held that one could be meikel if they join the Sudas Mitzvah. Mishru says, he quotes this lahalacha, if one wants to eat by a Sudas Pidyon HaBen or Bris Mila, so then they could be semach on that. And he adds on that also joining a Siyam, making a Siyam, or even if you just want the Mishtatfim, the simcha being part of the siyum is enough. The question that people are asking now in this tkufa that we're going through now, that people cannot join together, can they join a siyum over the phone, over Zoom? I saw if Shimon Ida brings down Bashem Rav Moshe that if one would need to, they could do it over the phone. So I think surely over Zoom. The idea is being mishtatif and the other one simcha, being part of it. So definitely that would be fine. And one still has time to learn a masechta. The Neid Yehuda talks about a case where there was a tinuk, a child that wasn't mauled on the eighth day because of a certain chayli that it had, and then it got healthy. And now they wanted to maul the child, shalei bizmanai, and the father wanted to push off the Mila until Erev Pesach so he could patter the Bechayrim from fasting. And the Neid Yehuda is very upset about that, to push off a Bris Mila. Even in the same day, he says, there's an Indian of Zrizim Akdimim to do it earlier in the day, and surely not to push it off another day. And then he says, and who said that a Bechar could patter himself with eating from a Suda's Mila Shalei Bezmano? Where did you get that you could be Mekel on that? So, therefore, this kula of joining a Sudas Bris Mila, joining a Pinyan Ben, joining a Siyum, is something which was up for discussion by many Paiskim. In the Tshuvos Ha'elv L'Chashleima, of Shleima Kluger, in two Tshuvos he writes how the siyum of a masechta, a person can be meikel for, he doesn't have to fast for it. And in the second tshuva, he writes, "Vasiyum is a navi, even finishing a navi, achilikach hulama lefitumai." The siyum bear pesach yachli is a fil asiyum navi echad. Says even if it's a small navi, if you finished learning the navi, and this brings us to a discussion of what's considered a siyum. What do I need to finish in order to be considered a siyum? There are many different tshuvas written about this. And before I get to those tshuvas, I would like to just point out another point over here. If we take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nispashit zeh b'chol medinois. This that the B'chayrim would rely on a siyum spread out in all the medinas. I don't know from where they got to be mekel. Unless we're going to say the mipas chalishus hador, because of the weakness of the generation, and the tircha that one has to do on Erev Pesach, and they have to eat the mara, which also you need to be healthy to be able to eat that bitter mara. And therefore, he says that must be the reason why we're making to be Simechon Asim. The Berachah Yosef is Marech on this. And even though we mentioned before the Magen Avraham was more Machmer, but it seems from many Paiskim that because of the weakness of the Dar, therefore, in general, we were more Makel with this Tainus. Now, what's considered a siyum? So it is a long discussion of many different paiskim. If one learns well on the second Gemara, that's definitely considered a siyum. Rav Moshe talks about if one learns a chedek of Navi and Nach, and he learned it with the Mefarshim and understood what he was learning, it's also considered a siyum. Other paiskim seem to be more makel about this. And since we're talking about Tainus Bechairis over here, I would not say this by the 9 days, but since we're talking about Tainus Bechairis, where, like we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, this Chulshas Adar, especially in the Tzkufa that we're in right now, there's a tremendous weakness that people are going through. So there's definitely a weakness. We can really be Samech on those Paiskim that hold that finishing even a Masechta Mishnayis. Take a Masechta Mishnayis, take a small Masechta Mishnayis. There are a few very small ones at the end of Zrayim, Chala, Bikurim, Arla, and learn it well with one or two of the Pirushim. That's definitely also enough to be considered a Siyum. And one can rely on that for the Siyum of a Bechar. The Mishnah Brura tells us that the Zecha, this idea is a Zecha for the Neis, that they were saved from the Makas Bechiris. And the Berachah Yosef says that the Makas Bechiris, like we pointed out before, was really Lel Tezvav, but it's a Zecher for it. The Chassam Sefer, and someone just asked about learning along with online or hearing recording. Of course, it's best to say the words yourself, but every situation where one's learning with a chavrusa, at least part of it, he's listening to the chavrusa, or he's joining a shir, he's listening to the shir. So therefore, if he was part of the shir, it's fine. It makes no difference if you had a sefer in front of you or not, as long as you heard the words and you understood what was being said in the shir, online, on recording, whatever it may be, that's fine. Now, the Chassam Sefer points out that we mentioned before, why are we fasting? Why are we fasting if it's a Zecha for a Yeshua that took place? We should be making a party. Chassam Sefer says it's very similar to Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, there was the Lashon of Chassam Sefer is that they were knowing because there was a Kabbalah B'Yadenu on the day that they went out to Mechemes Amalek. Our fathers fasted, and we're knowing to do that following them. V'chein nirabli safik shebe'erev Pesach b'Mitzrayim v'sanu ha'becherdun v'shvil shleim musu b'layla. He says with a clarity, with a clearness, that it, to him it's pashut that the becherdun fasted, or that they shouldn't die that night. V'avoynam im ha'Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. Now there are different questions that come up. If let's say someone is born after a miscarriage, is he considered a bechor or not? In general, we say one should fast. the minig that's brought down, the Ramah brings down minig that fathers fast for their children that are ketanim, and if the father is a bechor himself, so then the mother would fast. But the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that the minig is not like that. Achshav leka minig zed, that the father does not fast for his son, and surely a mother does not fast for her son. Now I'd like to discuss a little more about what constitutes a siyum. What's considered a siyum? So I just want to mention also on the bottom of the page, Rav Shimon Ida brings from Rav Hankin. Rav Shimon Ida brings from Rav Hankin. Rav Hankin wrote that it was Yidua that Tainz Bechayrim is not a chiyum midina the Gemara, like we mentioned before. It's not found in the Gemara, and he says that it was a minig, but somewhere along the way, it was stopped. They stopped fasting. So he says over there that because of that, just like any minig where they stop being noigit, we're going to look for any types of tricks in order to get out of it. And he says that an idea over here. He says, "Val came roy shekol b'char yitin stuck al opinion atinus with stuck up bevade poiteris betinus minik," which is an idea which is mentioned in Hilchas Tainus, that sometimes when one should have to fast midin, but if they're not up to it, they could just give stuck instead. So he brings it over here also by Tainus Mechayrim, that one should give tzedaka instead of fasting. So again, bottom line is, someone was a bechar. Is there inyan to fast or not to fast? Shulchan Aruch Ramah brings down the inyan to fast. Should one be semech on a sudas mitzvah? Yes, one should be semech on a sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah is a suda bris milah or pidyon haben. Or a siyum is also considered a siddur mitzvah, even if he himself is not making the siyum. He's just joining in someone else's siyum. And even if he's joining in through the phone or through Zoom or whatever it may be, that's also called joining a siddur mitzvah. If one cannot join a siddur mitzvah, so then he can rely on this Rav Hankin, especially if he feels weak, or even if he doesn't feel weak, he can rely on it to give tzedakah. Enough stuck that he feels like he's giving something, and that will also pater him from fasting. What's considered a siyum? Like we started to mention before, when you finish a sefer that you went through well, that you learned it, or you went in a shir and you went through the sefer with a shir, what else? There's a discussion here also whether can I eat only at the Suddhas Mitzvah, or what about after the Suddhas Mitzvah? Once I left the Suddhas Mitzvah, or once the Suddhas Mitzvah is over, can I still eat? The meaning is that you can continue eating. Does one have to eat from the Suddhas Mitzvah? Of course, it would be best if one would be able to, but if one cannot, then he does not have to eat from the Suddhas Mitzvah. There's another discussion if the Messiah himself could eat before he makes the Siyum, because for him today, it's not going to be a Tainus. There are those that hold yes, there are those that hold not, but eating before. Again, there's different tshuvas from Moshe and others about what constitutes him. But like we said, for this siyum of Erev Pesach, I feel that any sefer you finish from Mishnayos or Gemara would be enough. Now, what happens if someone finished the Masechta a few days ago or a month ago, and he just left over the last few lines, and he's just going to wait to do it on Erev Pesach? So in general, we say one should not do that. Leave over a few blot and then finish it today, Erev Pesach, or finish it off Erev Pesach. However, if one needs to, they could do that also for the siyum on Erev Pesach. We're more makel by that siyum. But again, it should really be try to finish a mesechta that's being finished now. If one cannot, then they could rely on the kulas they could rely on those kulas that it's enough to just finish off the mesechta that you sort of finished earlier. Best to chazen the mesechta and then finish it again on this day. Now, if one has extra time, they could go through these different tshuvas that are discussing more pratim about this. I would like to move on to now Siman Tav Ayin Aleph. Tav Ayin Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch on Siman Tav Ayin Aleph, continuing to discuss Erev Pesach, tells us that it's usa to eat pas. That's usa to eat pas from the 10th hour and onwards. In order, kadei shi'aycha matzah l'tiyafin, which is a very interesting idea. If we take a look at the Rashbam in the beginning of Arve Pesachim, the Rashbam writes that to eat the matzah l'tiyafin is a hiter mitzvah. It enhances the mitzvah. When you eat that matzah, because you just want to eat the matzah, it's a hiter mitzvah. Which we find in our Rabbeinu David also, if I remember correctly, in Daf Samaches in Masechet Pesachim, this idea of when you eat because you want to eat, that gives a beauty to the mitzvah. So not eating during the day, in order that you should be able to eat the matzah with an appetite, a good appetite, that enhances the mitzvah. However, so what is the gather to this din? This starts from the beginning of the fourth hour after Chatzos, which I think is around 3-ish. I should have checked it up, but it's around 3-ish usually in New York time, around 3. And but what's mutter is, during this time, it's mutter to eat fruit, meat, fish, eggs. But those things from the Chamesh Taminim should not be eaten. Vegetables could be eaten, and that's the Sharatin says, "V'chenogu oilum lechol be'erev Pesach tepuchei adama," to eat potatoes. Which one should keep in mind that even though one's not supposed to sit down to eat a meal after the 10th hour, one should not sit down and eat a meal to fill themselves up so that they'll be able to eat the matzah, the te'avain. But keep in mind, coming into the Seder, starving or hungry, is going to be a disaster to the Seder. Especially if we need to make the Seder ourselves this year, and we need to run the Seder. So one has to, eat something in the afternoon, but at the same time not fill himself up enough that when it comes to eating the matzah, it's going to be stuffing the matzah down, and it won't be l'teyavay. Now there's a second halacha over here, which is that even before the 10th hour, one should not eat matzah that could be used to be yaitzin the mitzvah on Leil Pesach. This is the Issa D'Rabbana. There's the Issa D'Rabbana in order that there should be a hecker for the matzah that I'm eating at night that's for the mitzvah. The Yishalmi says a very interesting lashon. The Yishalmi says, Amar Rabbi Levi, ha'oichom matzah, the Erev HaPesach, one who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, compares it to someone who's born on his arusa in the house of his father-in-law. Which is the idea that you couldn't wait. She's about to become mutter. So to over here also, we're about to eat the matzah. So there's a Issa D'Rabbanan to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Mishmur spells out over here that this includes even children, not to feed children that understand the mitzvah of Vigat Levincha. The children that understand the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, also one should not feed them matzah on Erev Pesach that could be used to be yoitza with it, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Lo Pesach. There are those, now this Isser begins on Erev Pesach from Amud HaShachar, And as the Mishmur brings down, that there are those that are neig already not to eat matzah from Reish Chodesh, which is the general minig. There are those that have the minig already from Purim. It's not clear what the source to that is, but there is a mekar from Reish Chodesh, which many, many people have the minig not from Reish Chodesh. Now, what's included in this iser of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So like we said, matzah that could be used to be yoytz in the mitzvah Lel Pesach, that's for sure included. What about other types of mezonos for those that eat brachos, other types of different types of things that are made with matzah meal? So there's a difference if it's baked or cooked. If it's baked, then the minig is, the general minig is not to eat it on Erev Pesach. If it's cooked, like knelach, that one could eat on Erev Pesach until the 10th hour. Once it hits the 10th hour, so then already goes back to the first halacha that we learned, that there's an issa to eat from the mine dagan. So bottom line is, Erev Pesach, there is no issa t'ima. Therefore, one can eat fruit, vegetables, fish, meat, chicken, as long as they don't just fill themselves up, but they eat a normal portion, what you normally eat for lunch, that's fine. Not to eat matzah, and of course not to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after the Seif Zman Achilas chametz, and not to eat to eat things which are baked from matzah meal, the general minig is not to. But to eat knelach, that one could until the 10th hour. The Ramah does bring down that there were those that were knowing not to eat chazeres, lettuce, on Erev Pesach in order to eat it also the te'oven. However, the Mishmur says, there's no ein leminig zetam, there's no reason for this minig, one does not have to be machmir on that. There are those that are machmir not to eat anything that goes on the Seder plate, in the charoses on Erev Pesach, but that also, the Ramah himself says, "Ein lochosh the minig ahu." One does not need to be chayshish for that minig. So this is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we discussed the Tainus Bechayrim. We discussed also the idea of not eating matzah throughout the day or types of things that were baked from matzah meal throughout the day. And then after the 10th hour, only to eat a te'ima, not to sit down to a su'uda. But again, keep in mind that you should put something into your stomach so you don't come into the Seder hungry. In Siman Tav Ayin Beis, there's another halach over here, which is negeyat Erev Pesach, and that is, yeh shulchanai aruch mib'oid yoyim. The table should be set from while it's still day, so that one can eat as soon as it gets dark. There's a mitzvah to quicken to eat in order that the children will not fall asleep. Which means that besides the regular inyan that we find in Hilchos Shabbos and Yontif, that we should make the suda and kiddush as close as possible to the beginning of the day, to be mekadosh liyoyim. There's another inyan over here which is miyuchid for Pesach, and that is for the children that they should not fall asleep. And that's the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Kiva, which is to send the children home to rest on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach, so that they do not fall asleep by the Seder. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the reason why the table should be set from Iboy Dyoim? Kederech b'nei choyren sheshulchanan aruch zman rav koydama achila. The derech b'nei choyren is that their tables are set in before they even eat, for a long time before they're ready to eat. It's an inyan of b'nei choyren, which is going to play a big role in the Seder, in the preparations for the Seder, which is that we're going to do many things to give us the feeling of B'nai Chayrin. And the Shmurua tells us something very interesting. He says, the Lashon of the Mechaber is mitzvah, lemar v'lechol. We're not eating until at least an hour into the Seder. What's this lecho? Says the Mishrura, Ratzalayma lezarez lasis the Seder, kadesh leishano atinoikais, kishayedu shalesh toa harbe ara achila. The children are waiting to eat. But if they know it's just going to take a long time, they're going to give up. But if they know that your goal is to get to it, so then they won't fall asleep. And what's the purpose of the children not falling asleep? So that they will ask the Manishtana, and you'll be able to respond to them and be mekayim with that, the mitzvah v'igadta levincha b'yemahu. Says the Shaar Tzion, the makar to this is the Gemara, chaytfin ha-matzah b'shvah tinoikos. We grab the matzah for the children. And there are many pirushim to this Gemara in the Rishayim. One pirush is this pirush that the Mishmur just mentioned. And the Mishmur goes on to say, the E.F. Shalayma da kavanahu shekatsu ba'agoda da'ato achilu ho'ikr. It cannot mean, kipshutai, that we cannot rush to eat and skip Magid. Magid is the main part of the Seder. So it cannot mean that. It must mean that we'll be able to start right away so that we'll be able to get to the eating sooner than later, and it won't feel like we're schlepping it out and the children will give up. But then the Mishmur quotes another pshat from the Yavin Shmur to the Rashbat, where he writes as follows. He says, "Umimarim lachilam." No, we quicken to feed them. Kadesh leishanu v'atinoikes koyens, going on the children. He says, "Mikomogim ein lachilam harbe." Don't feed them a lot. Sha'adra b'tveyesh lochosh sheishanu aydeze. That will put them to sleep. But do give them some food so they'll stay awake. And like I mentioned before, that this is true even for adults. Therefore, the adults also should eat something before the Seder. And then he says over here, he goes on, he says something very interesting. He says, the shape yesh the mayor or lagia lide moitzi matzah, that perhaps no. The mechaber means what he says, that one should rush to reach moitzi matzah. Lama oichlin matzah. Why are we eating matzah? Uchshem is subin dafka. Why are we eating and leaning back? V'lama oichlin mara. Why are we eating mara? V'in yer tiba b'charoytes. And he says, V'afal gav. The beseda ha'agoda tiknu manishtana v'tchilis ha'agoda. Even though when following the ha'agoda, we find that manishtana is mentioned in the beginning, which is an unbelievable idea that what the Mishmur is saying here is a question that everyone asks. The children say Manishtana. They learned in school. They were trained to say Manishtana. They've been practicing saying Manishtana. So of course they know how to say Manishtana. Says the Mishmur, the real Manishtana is when you actually bring out the matzah and they're looking at the matzah like, what is this? The mara, what are we doing with this mara? Why are we leaning? At that point, we can respond back to them and tell them, listen, let me explain you what's going on and start to speak about the Haggadah. Again, the meaning is that we don't rush to Moitzi Matzah, to Achilas Mara. But at the same time, we do keep this in mind that if we schlep it out, we will lose the children before we get their attention. So here we have halacha, that miboy d'yoyim, the table should be set already, either because that's the derech of Bnei Chayrin, or so that the table will be ready for us to start the Suda as soon as the Seder, as soon as we come home. Another nekuda that's included in this is, included in setting the table, is that the seating arrangement should be worked out before the Seder, not that we come home from shul and now we have to figure out what is the seating arrangement. The seating arrangement should be prepared, should be worked out beforehand. The ka'ara on the table should be prepared beforehand. Not that all of a sudden we pull out a haggadah and we realize that there are three different shittas and how to set up our ka'ara. And we're not sure which way we're supposed to do it. So find out today from your father how he's noig, so that you will know how to set your ka'ara up if you're making the seder on your own. And you'll set it up me by Diyai. And as the Aruch Shulchan is Marach on this point also, that the importance of having it set up. Now, more about the mitzvah of Magid, of Vegata Levincha, we will discuss the Mi'at Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll begin the halachas of Haseba and the Seder. And as we go through the Seder, we will try to be Magish. What are the kavanas that each person should have at each step of the Seder? What kavanas should I have at Kadesh? What kavanas should I have at Orchatz, Karpas, Magid? One line kavana we'll try to point out and also discuss more. How am I mekayim the mitzvah, Vigata Levincha, with the children and get them involved? And if anyone has ideas, let's share the ideas with each other. And the beautiful agada that's being put together, let's make use of it, where there's where we could order it and listen to shurim and agada, or work through that agada ourselves. And let's prepare. The better we prepare, the better we'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Vigata Levincha. Children will remember it for the rest of their life. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And Emet Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Any questions?
What age is Vigata Levincha start at?
We'll discuss that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Any other questions back on Siyum?
Is the mitzvah of the Agata Levincha only for your own children?
Okay, so I will discuss that also tomorrow, but it's a good question.
Rebbe's comfortable with doing a Siyum on Zoom, L'chatchila, if you don't have a Siyum and you're not going to be able to finish something?
Yes, but I'd be proud of you if you finish something on your own.
Rebbe's going to be proud of me either way, so that, I know that's fine.
Okay, you got it.
Somebody made a Siyum, finished a Masechta more than 30 days ago. Is that a problem? But he never actually made a Siyum. He finished Masechta without making a Siyum.
Again, for the 9 days, I would tell you it's a problem. For Erev Pesach, since there's a lot of room to be Mako, we could be Mako. Someone just sent in, there's no Mezainas in Erev Pesach. True, it would be best if you were able to join the Siyum by eating Mezainas. Some are makpati dates, because the Gemara says dates is mazin. So that's why you'll see in many places they give out dates, because that's kashal pesach. But if you can't, then whatever you can, even your shahakal pesach food would also be good. Drinking wine is also a good etzah. If drinking wine is also a good etzah, keep in mind that I skipped over that point. I didn't realize it was so negay, but on Erev Pesach, there are halachas about drinking a small amount of wine or a lot of wine. Small amount fills you up, a lot wets the appetite. So if you're drinking, ready, drink, but don't get drunk. Just like that, there's a good idea that one should prepare themselves before Pesach by eating, putting food into their stomach. So too, one should not come into to the Seder tired, and taking a nap Erev Pesach is also definitely a great idea, which means have everything ready and set earlier in the day or the day before, so that Erev Pesach, you can really lower that stress level, something, and come in with simcha. Okay. Someone just asked about cleaning the children's toys. Again, toys that the infants put into their mouth, all you need to do is just wash them clean, that there should be no chametz left on them. If it never comes in contact with chametz, you have less to worry about. Some gave a suggestion that some toys you can wash in the washing machine. It's also a good suggestion. Other toys that cannot be washed, just wipe it down well and you'll be fine. And you know what? Your child deserves a new toy for Pesach, and you can order it. You don't even have to go out of your house these days. It'll come to you to your door if you order it early enough. Yep. Okay. Looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. And Yitzchak will begin the halachas of the Seder. Kol tov.